Some leftover showers, especially early in the day, mostly cloudy, then upper 60s for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Charges have been dropped against an Elmore County teen accused of killing his parents. Jesse Holton was arrested for the murder of his parents back in 2016. Elmore County District Attorney Randall Houston says that Holton pled guilty to another charge unrelated to the death of his parents. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says there is a violent crime problem in Montgomery. This comes after a shooting at Eastdale Mall Friday evening that left a man with serious injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And the Alabama State University community gathered to remember a student who died last week. 18-year-old Kennedy Seegers was killed in a wreck in Georgia last week. Police say she was stopped at a red light when she was rear-ended by a drunk driver. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90, twin foam mattresses $89, king mattresses $349, nice queen mattresses only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Sign and can't All right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views, 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. This show, every time it comes on, it's... I know that these women have to wear solid color dresses because patterns don't do well on TV. But when it's just one woman at an anchor desk wearing a solid color dress like that, you don't really notice it. But when Outnumbered comes on Fox News every day and it's four different women wearing four different solid dresses, four different color solid dresses, it's a little weird.
And they're surrounding Brian Kilmeade, ew.
Yeah, this is the most sexist show on television. What are you outnumbered by? I mean, what's the obvious answer? You're outnumbered by women. They put a man in the middle of the couch. You're on a couch with four attractive women. Right. You're outnumbered. What do they think people are thinking when they watch this? They know what people are thinking.
What a tasteful purple dress.
That's not what they're thinking. Our number, 272-9228. If you want to get in, 272-9228. Joey Clark sits in for Jack Campbell because Jack Campbell has missed class for 2 days in a row now. We're going to see if he has an approved absence or if there's going to be an unapproved absence. There was a quiz yesterday, so he won't be able to make that up without a doctor's excuse. But we'll see. We'll see what he comes up with. Debbie.
Hey, I just wanted to put a suggestion in as far as this issue about the Hondurans coming up to the border.
Yeah.
If I were Trump, and I love the way Trump does the unusual, I would just go ahead, give them the option, A, I'll put you on a bus, I'll feed you, I'll take you home. Or B, you can go into this camp, nice little camp right over here, and you might have to stay several months or longer until we can figure out what we're going to do with you. But you're not coming in any further than that little camp right there. Bare necessity.
The problem is once they get on our soil, the courts are giving them all kinds of rights. And so you really need to turn... You know, the international law says you have to stop and apply for asylum in the first country you come to. That's safe. So they're walking through Mexico from Honduras.
That should be the first.
Yeah, where should they be applying for asylum? Mexico.
And didn't I hear something about Mexico saying that they would accept these people if they wanted to stay?
Yeah, I doubt that. I don't know. Maybe. I've not seen that.
Oh, I don't know either for sure. I just heard somebody saying it. Now, whether it was true, I don't know either. That's why I was asking. Well, anyway... It was a suggestion, but I would just go ahead and have the buses ready to take them on back.
Here's the problem. I mean, again, just think of the... I mean, just if you're not driving, close your eyes for just a moment. Picture... you've seen these border crossings, right? You know what they look like?
I've never been to one, but
you've seen them on movies. They got 10, 15 lanes where the car's going north, 10, 15
correct.
Lanes going south. They just got little, what look like toll booths there, and you know, some security guards and all this. If 10,000 people walk up to that and start running north, you can't stop them. You can't stop them unless you shoot them. You can't physically restrain 10,000 people. Unless you have 20,000 guards. And they're not going to be able to get 20,000 people mobilized to that border crossing by then. It's just not possible. And so, you know, it's going to be an interesting showdown whether these guys just run through the border or not. You know, it's like the turnstile jumpers back in the 80s in New York City. They would take 25 or 30 guys and they would jump the turnstile and all run and get on a subway. And they might catch one of them. You know?
Too bad there's not something called a super net like the superheroes, you know, just throw it out there and catch them all.
Well, one thing they could do
dreaming.
Is just...
I'm dreaming.
Well, one thing they could do is just shut down the border crossing. Just shut it completely down.
Yeah, that would make sense.
To all north and south traffic and say there's no international traffic until these people are gone.
Yeah, now that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you can't start shooting with all the cars and people and everything around there.
No, that's not going to happen. But I can see your idea is probably better than mine. But I would offer them a ride back is what I would do and just, you know, be humane about it. Hey, you were conned. You were sent here on a fool's errand. We'll give you a ride back, but that's as far as we're going to go. And you're lucky you get this.
Well, thank you much. Great call.
Thanks.
272-9228 if you want to get in. Miss Pine Level.
Hello, Grand Mufti.
Hey, Miss Little Grand Mufti. How are you?
Excuse me, I've had the crud, and so I'm really hoarse.
That's okay.
But my deal is shut the border down.
Yeah?
And I really a while ago, if I heard you correctly, and like you just said, you know, we can't just go shooting them. But then again, why can't we? I mean, I understand that, but I don't, you know. And then my other thing is, why couldn't we have enough troops at that border as long as we've been knowing this was coming? Why couldn't we? We're able.
Well, we didn't know where they were going, for one. We just now figured out they're going to Tijuana, it looks like.
Well, we could stop a good deal of it. And if Trump don't do something, that's going to hurt him worse than gunning them down at the midterms, I think.
Yeah, someone else just said, what about the riot control stuff that hurts their ears? You know, you've got gas. Yeah. You've got...
The United States is way better, smarter than them folks ever thought we were. Yeah. We just got to put it in action.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. 2729228.
Just hold like a Toby Keith concert on the border.
What?
Blasted into Mexico.
What? Why are we gonna play Toby Keith?
Exactly.
some people like ain't as good.
Yeah,
as
Americans like Toby Keith. Americans.
Oh, you gonna say we're gonna put a whole concert full of people listening too?
Right.
We're not just going to have him out there playing.
No, and we're going to blast the speakers.
You like how I do
across the Mexican border.
You like how I do my southern accent?
The accent?
Like that? It's about as good a southern accent as I do.
I like the more refined southern accent.
That's not really a southern accent. That's,
what is it then?
That's a that's what the movies use to try to play southerners.
Oh, how dare you? I'm from South Carolina.
No, you're not.
I like my grits and my shrimp.
You don't like any of it. Our number 2729228.
My biscuits.
If you want to get in. Actually, hang on. Kill the music for just a second.
My sawmill grave.
Kill the music for a second.
Mm-hmm.
That accent sounds like Francis Underwood.
Frank Underwood.
Is that where you were going with
yeah,
that?
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
I might have killed a man.
That's gosh, I can't even think straight when you do that. All right, let's do it again. Now we can do the music. I had to clarify that was indeed Frank Underwood. Heard this on the radio the other day.
It's a good song.
I hadn't heard this on the radio in 25 years. I gotta be careful though. We'll be back. Your call's welcome, 2729228.
The River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Have you heard the two big myths about long-term care planning? First, if you need a nursing home or are already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Well, that's not true. Second, a power of attorney is accepted everywhere. That's also not true. We will discuss the truth about these myths at the Successful Aging Boot Camp on November 1st at the Archibald Senior Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So please join me, attorney Saj Grubbs, along with local experts on aging that will be available to answer your questions, like how to choose a home health care provider or what to look for in an assisted living facility and how to make those transitions stress-free. Now, there's a $10 registration fee to cover lunch and materials. So come get your questions answered at the Successful Aging Boot Camp on November 1st by calling 649-4911. Seats are limited, so please RSVP at 649-4911.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same-day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Yourself a favorite blouse, take a withdrawal slip, take all of your savings out, 'cause if we don't leave this town, we might never make it out. I was not born and drowned, baby, come on.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views, 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell out, Baron Coleman in. Joey was in. He'll be back. He had to go do a few items for the Dan Morris Show coming up at noon. This hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. If you want to get in touch with Cole Plumbing, you can always check them out online, coleplumbing.com. They also have a Facebook page. You can get there as well. Just search Cole Plumbing in Montgomery here. You'll be able to find them. They're not hard to find. But what do you get with Cole Plumbing? Well, you get a family-owned business that has a name on the side of the truck. You get a people that take a lot of pride in what they do, a lot of people who are not willing to sacrifice quality for any reason whatsoever, and people who don't overcharge you. Cole Plumbing is kind of the best of all the worlds right there. So when you have trouble with your bowl, you call on Cole. They're number one in the number two business. They've been doing this over 40 years. CC Cole, James Cole, Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole, the whole Cole family involved over there at Cole Plumbing. And if you're a master plumber or journeyman plumber, by all means, head over to 1142 Coliseum Boulevard or just call 279-8919 and tell Cole Plumbing, I want to work with one of the great businesses right here in the River Region. How do I get started? And they'll walk you through the application process and the whole nine yards. You'll be trained excellently, trained superbly over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919, 279-8919. And again, when you have trouble with your bowl, hey, call on Cole. Shane.
Yeah.
You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, how you doing? I had a couple of questions for y'all and I wanted y'all's view on something.
All right, go ahead.
Now, I don't want to call it the caravan. I want to call it the mob. Let's just say this, the mob. Now, I heard y'all this morning talking about that was carrying their home flag. And you're right. History does prove when somebody carries a flag other than, like, they're carrying their home flag, like Honduras and places like that, El Salvador. Now, here's my question. Do you think the military on our side is going to be enough to handle 10,000 people?
It depends on what outcome you're wanting from the confrontation, but could our military, the United States military, the greatest military ever known on behalf on the entire planet, could it repel 10,000 people wandering north from Honduras? Yes. But would we want to see that on television in the days leading up to the midterms? People, your mileage may vary.
Oh, okay. Well, since they're carrying their home flag, would that provoke anything that has to do with the elections? Would that, like, agitate it a little bit?
Say that again. I'm having trouble understanding you.
They're carrying their home flag instead of ours. Now, since they're carrying their home flag, does that mean they're coming up here for peace? Or what are they looking for up here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you, Shane. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't think they've stated their goals. They want to come in and get jobs, and they want to do it without going through the legal immigration process.
Well, that should be against the law. There should be a law against that.
There it is, and there is a law against it. It is quite against the law, which is why it's on the news. I mean, if it was legal, nobody would be talking about it.
If you ask me, I think it's a big waste of time to come all the way up here.
Well, no one asked you, listen. In all seriousness, this is a political demonstration, and the organizers expect bloodshed. And if they don't get it, they will have lost.
Oh, from our side or from their side?
The people who are organizing it are the people who are anti-Trump. Are you a pro-Trump or anti-Trump American?
Well, me personally, I'm an anti.
Okay, then it's on your side. Your side is the one organizing it, yes.
Well. Wow, I didn't really look at it like that. Will there or will there not be bloodshed?
I hope not. I mean, in an ideal world, innocent people who are being used as political tools don't get senselessly slaughtered on the border. But I guess it depends on what happens when they get here. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, that's kind of mind-boggling looking at it right
what,
now.
What do you think? Do you want to see bloodshed?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe in killing.
All right.
Unless it's necessary.
All right.
All right, man.
Thanks. Crawdad.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. I didn't ask how you were. I just said hi.
Hey, buddy.
What if we just, as you start getting near the border, there's a big detour sign pointing. It says 25 kilometers, hang a right here. And we just meet them before they get in here and have a great big old, what's that cruise ship goes up and around all over the place, Carnival? Big cruise ship. Sign in here. Take them on a cruise.
Uh-huh.
Back home. And on the way, they can process paperwork and make application. Show us some fingerprints, doctor records, police reports. And if you happen to be an ISIS guy, we just throw you off.
Okay.
I don't have any good suggestions.
I noticed.
Hey, what's the matter with you? You know, we've tried dealing with things like this before, but have you heard of something called Operation Garden Plot?
No.
Okay, it's for real. In your off time, take a look at Garden Plot. I don't know if you'll like what you see or not, but that is a contingency plan that is on paper. I don't even know if Donald Trump knows about Garden Plot.
Well, it's on Wikipedia, so I'm sure the President of the United States is aware. It says it was a general U.S. Army and National Guard plan to respond to major domestic civil disturbances within the United States. Developed in response to the civil disorders in the 1960s, fell under control of NORTHCOM. Provided federal military and law enforcement assistance to local governments.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's there, and the guy that drew up, I mean, there's even all the way down to the detailed plans of how to lay out a compound and how to organize the sleeping and the eating and the filing in and out. There, it's extremely detailed. It, you know, they have it there if they wanted to use such a thing. And the last time we had anything near this was when we interred Japanese Americans during the war.
Mm-hmm.
That's about what Garden Plot is on a very large scale. But we cannot.
You're talking about the Korematsu case? Wasn't that the name of it? What was that guy's name? You know, it actually, it's really interesting. The Supreme Court sort of reversed that case in some dicta here in the last couple of weeks, maybe the last term.
Really?
Korematsu versus the United States. It was a case in the early 40s during the World War II.
Unlawful detention.
Yeah, Korematsu said, I'm not going to your detention camps for Japanese Americans. I'm not going to go. And so they arrested him, and he took his case all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And it's still, in my opinion, still good law that you can have internment camps, detention camps, in the United States in times of national emergency if the country has a reasonable reason to do it.
And then all the FEMA rules rolled back into Homeland Security, and then Homeland Security will defer to DOD in the cases of something the size of Garden Plot. We had Jewish American citizens between World War I and World War II, a lot of people that came over here to escape Austria-Hungary and so on, that names like Schwarzkopf that were of German, when they came into port, German citizens made their home here in America, and then World War II breaks out. And you know that there were some Jewish German folks that were interred here on the East Coast and had to fight for their life to get out of internment because some folks were convinced that they might have been Nazi sympathizers of all things. But it is a good point that, you know, looking at as what do you do? You got to do the right thing, the humane thing, but at the same time you have to protect your borders.
Yeah.
But like I say, we need a big detour sign, and then everybody, there's the big ship, get on the Carnival, we'll take your application, and you get a free boat ride, because it ain't time to just come waltzing in. I mean, I will sponsor an entire Honduran family if everybody else will match me. What, 7,000 people? We'll help them, but you cannot come and move all 7,000 people into my house. I can't, there's so many. I'm sorry, this is rude, but tough titty said to kitty when the milk went dry. We ain't enough titties to go around.
All right, thanks, Crawdad.
All right. Golly.
That's a good visual. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228, Flower Child.
Hey, I'd like to suggest that we call Benjamin Netanyahu. I can't say his name.
Netanyahu. The Prime Minister of Israel?
Uh-huh. I want their troops to come over and they know how to guard a border. And I want them to come over and guard our southern border. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always go to other people to rescue them and their borders. Why can't we bring in foreign people like those that are trained in border control? That would be my suggestion. I know it's cruel and inhumane, but your thoughts?
I mean, what's inhumane about having Israelis come in and show you how to shut down a border?
Yeah.
What's inhumane about that?
Well, it's just not politically correct. But if anybody knows how to do it, it's them. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Was there a smoke detector chirping in the background on one of those calls? I thought someone, I didn't hear it, but someone said they do. Let's take a break. 272-9228, 31 minutes after 11 o'clock.
As the winter winds litter London with lonely hearts,
Oh, the warmth in your eyes swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led us through the night? For every kiss, your beauty trumped my doubt.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at dealer invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery Fairview location. Have a free hot dog and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 27th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for today, considerable high cloudiness around. It's going to be comfortably cool with a high temperature up to about 73. We will be dry today. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Jacket weather, overnight low 52. The full Hunter's Moon tonight. Tomorrow, look for a sun and cloud mix with a high around 74. Low tomorrow night in the middle 50s, then on Thursday. Periods of rain, a cool day, high temperature barely up to about 61. Rain continues Thursday night. Then on Friday, high near 60. Some leftover showers, especially early in the day, mostly cloudy. Then upper 60s for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
You don't like Neil Diamond, I don't like you. That's my new rule. Especially classic Neil Diamond. I'm not saying you gotta buy any of these last 5 or 10 albums from like 1995 on. But, you know, if you don't like Neil Diamond, I got beef with you. It's bad. It's bad. Joey Clark sits in, Jack Campbell out. We'll get back to your phone calls at 272-9228 if you want to get in. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, though, this menu is dynamite. Not only do they have some of the best pizza in town, I told you, I had a couple of friends come through, high school friends. They were vacationing down at the Gulf of Mexico, to quote John Mellencamp. And on their way back through, they stopped, and we stopped at the Prattville location, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Had a delightful time. They both had their families. And we ate a lot of food. We ate a lot of food. They kept remarking over and over, this pizza is amazing. Yeah. This is really good pizza. Man, this pizza is so good. Holy mackerel, this is good pizza. And I said, do you realize an online travel magazine came through Alabama, sampled all the wares, and declared Midtown Pizza Kitchen the best pizza in the state of Alabama? AL.com declared Midtown Pizza Kitchen the best pizza in central Alabama. I said, you know, it's not an accident I took you here. This is good pizza. But then they had the spaghetti and meatballs. And then they had the lasagna. Then they had one of the dinner salads. I had the rigatoni bolognese special. They just could not believe the high-quality food over and over and over that kept coming out. Have you had the triple chocolate brownie with a scoop of ice cream to finish your meal? Because I have. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to need to break
Ever that. Since I quit tobacco, I've had a sweet tooth. Now you're talking about a triple chocolate.
You know what's funny about that? I've always loved chocolate. Don't get me wrong. I've always loved chocolate. But when I quit the Copenhagen is when I started carrying chocolate around in my bag.
Right.
And buying $10-$20 a week worth of chocolate.
So you're telling me they have a triple chocolate brownie with ice cream over at Midtown?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might have to make that my cheat day on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
It's part of my cheat day.
It's part of my cheat day.
That sounds amazing.
You just load up on your cheat day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of go crazy.
Oh, we can get into it a second.
Yeah. I kind of go crazy.
I do, too.
Yeah. I had the cannoli and the brownie with ice cream.
Midtown's a great place to do a cheat
To cheat?
Day.
Oh, no, man.
Pasta.
Holy mackerel. You start with the cheese bread. You can work on to the pasta. Then you can finish with two desserts. Oh, yeah. Trust me. I've done it.
That's good.
Anyway, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama. Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. All right, what do we have here? News. Caravan, that's old news. That's boring. Oh, this is cool. Tomorrow, up to 620 lots of surplus state property will go on sale. The Adeka warehouse starting at 8 a.m. It'll be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. All you need is a valid Social Security number or a federal ID number if you're just a lawful resident but not a citizen, and a photo ID. That's it.
Okay.
And you show up at the Mobile Highway location, 4590 Mobile Highway, I looked at the list of things they had. Everything from cars to computers to television, telephones, cool gadgetry, sonar, metal detectors. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff. And I've talked to people who have been to this thing. Stuff sells for nothing. They're just getting rid of it. Everything must go. No reserves. So if there's like a 01 Crown Vic with 290,000 miles on it, you might pick it up for $50.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man, I need to tell my roommate. He'd be in for that.
You ought to go. Seriously, it's really, really cool. I'll leave this with you.
Okay.
I'll give this to you.
Sure.
$49.50 Atlanta Highway. You can actually go by today. I might want to show him this.
I'll tell him it. I'll
go by
him
today, and you can look at everything.
Yeah.
And see. And it benefits the state of Alabama, because the more money they get, that's money that goes into the state of Alabama. Yeah, so check that out.
He's been looking for a car.
The Adeka deal. And if you go to that link in there, in that website,
mm-hmm.
Or you go to the Adeka website, you can see everything they have. But you can go there today and preview. No bidding today, but until I think 4 o'clock, you can go show up and look at what all they have. Really, really cool stuff. Really, really cool stuff. That's courtesy of Jim Ziegler, by the way. Thanks, Jim Ziegler, for looking at it.
Thank you, Mr. Ziegler.
I can forward you the email if you want the actual link.
Yeah, that'd be great, because I'm looking for a good Ford.
Yeah. Trump on the he can no longer call Warren Pocahontas. He said he is limiting himself. He no longer will call her Pocahontas.
Okay.
Because to be Pocahontas, she would have to have at least some DNA from Indians. And because she has none, he cannot call her. He said it's too negligible. Too negligible. So he can't call her Pocahontas anymore. So she got a pass there. but did you see he also changed Ted Cruz's nickname?
Yeah, I did. I talked about this last night.
Oh, it's dynamite. They said to him, but Donald, what do you think about Lion Ted? And he said he's no longer Lion Ted. He's Beautiful Ted.
He's Texas Ted.
Yeah, I love the people.
And you know he came up with that on the spot.
Well, of course, and the people are so critical of him. But you called him Lion Ted. You called him Lion Ted. You can't go back to room.
No, but he's beautiful now.
He's beautiful. I call
he's
him
so
Beautiful,
beautiful
Ted.
Beautiful Ted.
He called him Texas Ted. The way he turned his head when he said to him, Texas Ted.
I get a kick out of that Donald Trump right there. That's why I like Trump.
But anyway, he says, I no longer call her Pocahontas because she has no Indian blood. She doesn't qualify. He said, I have more Indian blood than her, and I have none. I love him. I love him. He's just the best. He's a very stable genius.
It's so entertaining.
A very stable genius. Some of this is Alabama stuff. I'm trying to kind of keep it separated here. I don't want to switch in the middle of a segment. Who's on the phone? Chicken Man.
Hey, I got a question. Well, the caravan approaching the border, would any terrorist laws apply to them?
Like, what do you have in mind?
Well, I know once they break any laws, but, I mean, the main thing is, well, breaking down the fence or destroying the border.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. When you said the terrorist laws, there are a lot of laws that apply to them that they're not planning on being enforced. You understand that, right?
Right.
So, what's one more law, I guess, is the way they're looking at it. Do you remember the young man? Now, this may have been before your time, Joey. Mm-hmm. I was a kid. I think I was, like, in my early teens. So, you'd have been maybe still in diapers. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
There was a kid in Singapore who graffitied the side of a bridge in Singapore. Do you remember this, Carolyn? And he got 49 lashes. As his punishment. Cane lashes. Where they soak the cane in water to get it nice and supple. And then they whip your ass with this thing. And it bloodies it. It blisters it. It splits you open. It can get infected. I mean, it's really a nasty, nasty punishment. I remember there being a lot of outrage from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, we need to get this kid out of there. That's an extreme punishment for graffiti. And they said, no. We also lash people for gum. Gum is outlawed over there. That Singapore is like a clean country. You don't break the law. If you break the law, there are swift and severe consequences. And it doesn't matter whether you're a foreigner and understand the laws or not. Swift and severe consequences, period. End of story. And, I think they ended up caning that kid, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think he got out. But I remember at the time, the a lot of people were like, well, they're a sovereign country.
Yeah.
They can enforce their laws if they want to be strict or harsh. And if you're a guest in their country, you must obey their laws. You don't just go walking into a country and doing whatever you want. I mean, that was like the national conscience in 1990 or whenever this was. I'll look up what year that was. I remember being scared to hell out of Singapore.
Yeah,
I'm like not thinking, saying, man, I would never go to Singapore.
I'm not visiting there anytime soon.
No, no, no. There was a movie along those lines too. They were in Thailand or something, and one of them had marijuana, and they got caught, and they were going to get the death penalty. Do you remember what movie that was?
Oh, but it's
which one?
Midnight Express.
Midnight Express. Is that what it was? This is an old movie, like in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was called? Dynamite movie.
It's also like Don't Drink in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, he did get caned. U.S. student tells of pain of his caning in Saudi Arabia.
Ooh.
This is a 19...
In Saudi Arabia?
I'm sorry, was that Saudi... In Singapore, excuse
okay.
me.
Okay.
Just got Saudi Arabia on the brain. Yeah, this is a 1994 story, so it had to be before then. That's crazy. Mm. Crazy. But anyway, yeah, Chicken Man, thanks. Good call. Good call. Our number, 272-9228, Seymour. Mr. Butts, how are you, sir?
Good morning.
What's going on?
I was thinking about something with the caravan and what's getting ready to go down. And 50 years ago, it's hard to believe I'm that old, I got to look at something. And with all the weapons that we have now, and that we really don't need to send any troops down there. All we need is a couple of unmarked airplanes or helicopters with a few miniguns. They used to call them Puff the Magic Dragon. And it just, you know, it wouldn't take but about 10 minutes to take care of business if that's the tack we're going to take. Because, you know, the post-traumatic stress factor of whoever goes down there to harm those women and children, it'll probably be worse than it was when I came home from Vietnam. 68 and people, somebody spit on me.
Well, this is something that somebody raised to me. I've not raised on air yet, but you just prompted it in my mind. Would a military service member fire on a civilian like that?
You never know. You know, I served with draftees, and when they did away with the draft, conscription or whatever you want to call it, our military... And I'm not going to say that because everybody's going to get upset with me. But there's a big difference than what it was in 1965 to around 71. The people that are serving than you have now. It was patriotism, whatever. A lot of guys like Clinton and some of the Chicken Hawks, they all went to Canada. But a lot of us went over there and served. And it's like they're trying to expunge or get rid of the memory of that. You know, being a Vietnam veteran, I can sit here and tell you that we have never really gotten any respect.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave it at that. With it, you know, there was My Lai. All that stuff happened. And believe it or not, Baron, tonight they're replaying Burns series. And the segment, I missed the first ones. I watched the whole thing before. It'll be 1968. You talk about a history lesson. Everybody ought to watch that and watch what happened. I left Vietnam January 28, 1968. That was 3 days before Tet. And I was stationed on the DMZ. I used to look into North Vietnam every day. And the one time that I saw him use Puff, it was Contien was getting overrun or something. And we could see the hill, you know, which was a few miles away from there. I was at Dung Ha. And when that plane went over there, it was like they were pouring hot metal out the side of it.
Yeah.
And I got to see that. But anyway, enjoying your show. I just thought I'd throw that in there just to pick the conscience.
Well, when he said he was recommending Puff the Magic Dragon be used at the border, I thought you were going to have, like, Colorado use their excess weed distribution services or something.
Had you ever heard about Puff, some of the vets out there?
No, I never heard of it.
That was, they had a gun. It was like an old Gatling gun. They used it in the movie The Green Beret with John Wayne when the Viet Cong overran his base. They said, call in Puff. Hmm. And that gun could put a bullet in every square foot the size of a football field.
Huh.
Nothing escapes.
How about that?
And that was 55 years ago. Technology. No telling what we have now with the drones and that. So it's really not necessary to expose another human being to that kind of carnage, which he has to live with the rest of his life and deal with it on a daily basis. And, you know, they hide it.
I agree.
Like the Vietnam vets. You know, a lot of guys. You know, I live with that crap every day. You hear me?
Yeah, I do. Hey, I got to run, though, Seymour. I appreciate
a great day.
Thank you. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. My man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers told me, he said, man, put out a call for diamonds. He said, I've got so many good settings right now. I just got to find diamonds. Diamonds of all sizes. Small diamonds, medium diamonds, big diamonds, 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 diamonds. He said, I've got so many diamonds to fill right now. You've got to have some of your listeners go ransack their closets, ransack their drawers, ransack the back of their jewelry cabinets. He said, go give me some diamonds. Have people bring diamonds in to me. He said, I'm going to give them top dollar for these diamonds. You know that's true. Your listeners know that's true. The ones have already been in here. And I said, listen, I agree with you. I went through the process with them. I didn't ultimately sell them a diamond because I didn't have any diamonds to sell, but I wanted to know because I wanted to articulate to people how the process worked. So I took him a diamond to have him evaluated. He looked at it. You know, he gets his little eyeglass thing out. You know, he's a gemological genius, GIA certified diamond specialist. And he went through the process. Then he showed me my cut, clarity, and color, what that diamond goes for at that weight on the open market all over the United States at auctions and everything else. And then he shows you what he's willing to pay for it based on all that information. It's very transparent. It's very open and honest. And you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else in town. If you need, particularly as the holiday season approaches, you don't want to put the holidays on the credit card this year, well, you know what? That diamond is sitting back there that you're never going to wear again, that you're never, ever, ever going to wear again, that could be some credit card debt pay down. It could be your way out of bankruptcy, frankly. It could be so many things for you. It could be a holiday, vacation, and more. Take it to Troop Booth at Heirloom Jewelers. It doesn't just have to sit there. It's worth money. It's worth money, particularly if you're paying interest on a credit card. My goodness, go ahead and pay that off. Get by there. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Just east of Bell Road, between really right across from where that old Sonic was. By the old Bruno's, remember that? Man, get right out in front of there. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. Or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. And select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
After the Dan Moore Show kicks off, Dan's stretching out his hammies right now. We don't want to see that. There he is, guys. My friend Edward over at Graham Felder Real Estate. If you have not gotten in touch with him, please by all means do that. 324-3790. He's got short term rentals. By that I mean day, week, month. And he's got the long-term stuff, you know, 6 months, a year or more. That house on Allendale he has, man, you're talking about a beautiful neighborhood. That is the choicest piece of real estate, you know, within a quarter mile in every direction of that house. That is the choicest piece of real estate in Montgomery, Alabama, period, end of story. Three-bedroom, three-bath, be a great place for a couple of roommates, great little bachelor pad, or a great family place, man. They got... It's pet-friendly. You can bring your dog and cat. They've got invisible fence, so you can keep your pets right there close to home. And like I said, three-bedroom, three-bath, immaculately appointed, hardwood floors, one of the great neighborhoods around. By all means, here's the number, 324-3790. 324-3790. 324-3790. Get in touch with Edward and say, hey, I want to check out some of these properties you got. I want to see what you have to offer. Again, short-term, long-term, he's got a little of everything going on over at Graham Felder. So if you've not had the opportunity, please, please, please get in touch with my man. Joey, you're jumping back in on short notice?
Yeah, why not? Yeah? You got a minute or so here.
I got 28 seconds.
Well, it's a shame you can't join me tonight on the show.
It is a shame.
But I'm comparing two classic Michael Jackson albums. We're going song by song to decide which one's better.
Which album?
Off the Wall or Thriller. Now, Thriller is probably going to win. But if you go song by song, you might be surprised.
Thriller, B-side or A-side?
Ooh.
B-side.
Probably